Isn't it festive?
Yeah, he's my great uncle, and he had a good sense of humor. And he'd ahkat stuck here, or amma. Remember? Yeah, that story. But anyway, back to your change.
The people worked in the cannery. Lots of seasonal work. The cannery provided housing along the shoreline for the people, a lot of the people, and then the people that were brought in from Nunwalluk, they provided temporary housing for. They built a wooden frame and then put a tent over it and provided stoves for those people. It was a real different way, lifestyle, you know. It was an accepted way of people. The people of Nunwalluk would come up here, bring the entire families to work in the cannery, and then their husbands would work on the fish traps and be gone all summer. They started real early in the spring and then left real late in the fall. The impact of I would notice as a child a big change in the community, the dynamics of the community. When the non-native or the cannery people arrived, it was completely different. There was a lot of alcohol use that never used to happen during the winter months that would occur then when the men, those men came. They seemed to introduce a lot of that into the village, and then there was some relationships established. I thought were very inappropriate, because most of those people were married, and it was always inappropriate behavior, and it introduced us kids to different things as kids ourselves. I remember some of the younger men that worked in the cannery teaching us basketball and volleyball. We never knew nothing about these things. We knew Aleut baseball, and we taught them that. They tried to teach us the regular baseball. We would never ever accept that as part of our sports activity. We preferred the Aleut baseball. The other thing, we like volleyball. We really like that a lot. And that's what we did most of the time, all summer long, all hours a day and night.